This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started. No Need to Wait, episode 548. And today, Isabella is taking over the reins for her brother, Nicholas. Isabella, how old are you?
I'm 9.
Okay, 9 years old. And what grade are you in?
3rd grade. I'm about to be in 4th.
So, Isabella, you will finish the chapter Nicholas started and read the next chapter, too. So, what's our chapter today?
Matthew chapter 17.
And the verses?
Verses 14 through 21.
Fabulous. Let's get started.
And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting.
Nice job, Isabella. Thanks.
Now, the apostles tried to heal the man's son, but they couldn't do it. And Jesus told them that it was because they didn't have faith. We know that it's God, who's all-powerful, who can do the healing, but he wants to use our faith and trust in him to do it. Maybe the apostles were trying to heal the boy with their own power, or thought that they had their own power apart from God. We don't have power apart from God. For all the good things that we do, whether it's a doctor helping someone to heal, or a teacher helping someone to learn, or a parent helping to raise a child, or an artist making a beautiful painting, or a child who's helping a sad friend to cheer up, or any other good thing a person can do, all those things are with God's help. And we should be thankful to God for his goodness that works in us and through us. It seems that even the apostles forgot that sometimes. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.